This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Christmas has always carried a special kind of magic for me. It's a season filled with memories from growing up on the farm, and now I get to share that magic with my own kids. We'll talk more about Christmas traditions right after this.
Your local radio station keeps you connected to your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides ag-focused programming to keep your farm business running strong. Together, we bring you the latest markets, weather updates, and policy news. Whether we're in the field or in meeting halls, our team is always out and about gathering the news that's important to you. Powered by Iowa Agriculture, trusted by Iowa farmers. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
When I look back at Christmas as a kid, the memories hit me through every sense. The first real Christmas snow always set the tone, and decorating the tree meant pulling out one of my most cherished collections. Hallmark had made a series called Reindeer Games. 8 little reindeer playing different sports, and I got one every year from age 6 to 13. Next year, that first one turns 40, which is hard to believe. I still remember the anticipation of waiting for the newest one, opening the box on my October birthday, and then proudly hanging it on the tree at Christmas. Of course, the soundtrack to Christmas is important too, and that's where the Chipmunk Christmas song always came in for me. I still play it every year when we decorate. It's funny how one little song can take you right back to being a kid again. And the smell that really meant Christmas was here was my mom's homemade Chex Mix. She always made cookies, candies, and snacks, but that Chex Mix was the final sign that Christmas Eve celebration was ready to start. Once you smelled that, you knew the holiday was officially underway. Our Christmas Eve tradition on my mom's side of the family was a celebration that seemed to stretch clear through the night. We started the evening at church with services and then came home to a house full of food, family, and presents. Santa always came while we were gone at church, so walking in the door was always exciting. After celebrating at our house, we would head over to my aunt and uncle's place on the farm site for more gifts and snacks. And then, at midnight, we walked across the farmyard there to my grandparents' home to finish the night. Even at that late hour, there was still plenty of laughter and plenty of food. We never made it home before 3:30 in the morning, and that was just standard procedure. Of course, the livestock didn't care how late we stayed out. The chores still had to get done. My job was the sheep, and every morning and night, I always mixed their grain ration and made sure they had hay. Dad always had a long-standing tradition of giving the animals a double ration on holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. At the time, he said it was just a way of letting them have a little bit of a celebration as well. And Christmas Day was one morning where he would go out and do the chores for me, so I could sleep in just a little after that late night. But the trade-off was I took care of the afternoon chores by myself, and that seemed fair enough. And the sheep, ducks, and chickens always appreciate the extra helping, whether they knew why they were getting it or not. Though my mom always claimed the animals were wiser than we were about what time of year it was. Now that I'm a dad, Christmas looks different, but the heart is still the same. My kids and I share the same goofy sense of humor I had growing up. Decorating the tree is usually full of jokes and silliness, and this year I managed a personal victory. My dad was proud when he put 1,200 lights on our family tree, but this year on my 6.5-foot Christmas tree, I placed my 5,000th light. The thought of the power company having to go to a backup generator always makes me smile when I light my Christmas tree, and I hope my kids take that with them as well. These days, I've also learned something important about the season. Someone once said the difference between being a kid at Christmas and an adult is simple. When you grow up, you become responsible for the magic. Don't let the deadlines or the shopping or the stress take that away. You have to be the one that keeps the spirit alive for your kids, and someday they'll do the same for theirs. That's what makes the season special, even through the tough years. So no matter what this year has brought, I hope people remember what matters most. It's not the presents, it's the time we spend together. Whether the economy is good or bad, Christmas comes, and it demands that we show the best in ourselves. This year has had challenges, but there's still so much to be thankful for and to celebrate. Merry Christmas from all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and from the Huffman family.